Module 9, Well-being, Part 2. Put yourself as number one in your life and focus on your well-being. There are so many things that you can do to focus on yourself. This may include exercising, dieting, and getting enough sleep. Find a happy medium in life and determine what makes you feel good inside and out, and do it. Fitness. To promote a positive well-being, fitness is very important. It will make all the difference in your mind and body. Fitness allows a person to function more effectively. It is simple to do and can be done just about anywhere. You do not have to have big workouts to become fit. Start small and work your way up. It is great to have a partner who can encourage you and keep you motivated to continue working on your fitness. Reasons to focus on fitness. It boosts brain power. Movement helps melt away stress. Gives you energy. Wards off disease. Builds a stronger heart. Diet. One of the most important factors to our well-being is how we eat. We must have a healthy body in order to have a healthy mind. Having a healthy diet is not only meant for weight loss, it is also meant to help you feel great, improve your overall health, give you more energy, and help with your mood. Important notes for a healthy diet. Consume a variety of foods. Utilize portion control. Eat a lot of produce. Incorporate whole grains into meals. Eat fish. Minimize animal fat. Avoid trans fats. Decrease sodium. Increase potassium. Sleep. Sleep, it is something many of us want more of, but do not make doing it a priority. Now it's time to prioritize. How well sleep benefits you depends on the quality of sleep and the amount of sleep you get. You want to sleep through the night with as little disturbances as possible. Adults generally need 7 to 9 hours of sleep at night. It is important to have a cozy, dark, and quiet place to sleep. This is how your body will get the best rest it can. Sleep is crucial to the body and mind because it allows them to recuperate from the day and refresh themselves. Ways to get better sleep. Stick to a sleep schedule. Focus on what you eat and drink before bed. Avoid caffeine and nicotine. Create a bedtime ritual. Be comfortable in your bed. Limit day naps. Personal effectiveness. You are the person that will make all the difference in your life. You need to determine whether you will use all the resources at your disposal or ignore them. Take a look at your life and look around. You will see all the different personal resources available to you. Personal resources include energy, knowledge, attitude, creativity, skills, talent, and time. All of these can be used to help you achieve personal and professional goals. Case study. Michelle and Kathy work at Link Together Company. They have worked together for a while and are comfortable talking to each other. Michelle has not had that much energy lately. She barely gets through the workday. Kathy has noticed this. Kathy asked Michelle how she has been feeling, and Michelle told her, tired and drained. Kathy asked about Michelle's diet, fitness, and sleep patterns. Michelle said she eats fast food a lot, does not really exercise anymore, and sleeps maybe 5 hours each night. Kathy told her that she needed to completely revamp her lifestyle if she wanted to feel better. Kathy recommended that she gets at least 7 hours of sleep each night, exercises daily, and starts eating healthier. Michelle knew Kathy was right and started to change her lifestyle. Within a month, Michelle's energy at work had drastically changed. She thanked Kathy for the advice and told her it made a major difference in her well-being.